This is St. Louis Public Radio. COVID-19 hit St. Louis County harder than any other place in Missouri, and how local government reacted to the virus is a pivotal issue in the four-way Democratic primary for county executive. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains how incumbent county executive Sam Page feels his administration's response was worthy of praise and why his opponents disagree.
If there's been any seismic event showcasing how vital St. Louis County government can be for the lives of ordinary people, it's the coronavirus outbreak. More people have been diagnosed with or died from the virus in St. Louis County than any other place in Missouri. And it's prompted Page to take unprecedented action. Among other things, the Democratic official instituted a shutdown of a number of businesses and a mandate on wearing masks in public. The county put a number of these measures into effect before the state did, which Page believes helped combat the healthcare emergency.
Well, our efforts clearly have put us in a better place than the rest of the state and the rest of the country. We did not fully roll back our business guidelines. We stayed at 50% capacity, but this, and a large part, our success in the community depends on acceptance of those guidelines and those rules.
Democrats on the county council gave Page authority to spend federal coronavirus funds, which the county executive said he needed to devote money quickly toward dealing with the virus. But that move drew a sharp rebuke from Page's adversaries in the Democratic primary, including St. Louis County Assessor Jake Zimmerman.
I say that when the leadership of Jackson County in Kansas City was presented with the same Faustian bargain, they said not just no, but hell no, that is not how it's done, because this is a democracy. And in a democracy, we have accountability.
Two of Page's other rivals, Mark Montavani and Jamie Tolliver, have different takes on the county executive's COVID response. Montavani, a retired businessman, says he would have communicated differently with county companies about when they could reopen.
It works if you say, look, we're looking at this metric, and this metric today is X, and if it is Y in 2 weeks, this will probably be our unfortunate next step. But that sort of communication, I think, has been wholly lacking, and I think it has created consternation, distrust.
Tolliver says that the county could have actually remained shut down longer. Page began relaxing St. Louis County's stay-at-home order in mid-May, several weeks after Missouri's regulations began to ease.
There's still no cure. There's still no vaccine. There's still no actual health care protections.
The coronavirus will not only affect St. Louis County residents' decision-making on August 4th, but it will also change how they'll cast their ballots. The upcoming primary election will be the first set of contests with new rules for absentee and mail-in voting. County residents who are 65 or older or have certain health conditions can now vote absentee without a notary. Anyone else can mail in their ballot, but it must be notarized. St. Louis County Democratic Elections Director Eric Fay says he's expecting a record amount of absentee and mail-in ballot applications for the primary election.
Especially among senior citizens and people who have health vulnerabilities, just anecdotally, the kind of phone calls and inquiries we're receiving are from those populations, and they very much want to vote by absentee ballot rather than go to a polling place.
All four candidates say that COVID-19 has dramatically affected how they spread the word about their campaigns. In addition to holding a lot fewer in-person events, the candidates are spending money on television and radio ads, as well as mailers. Whoever emerges out of the Democratic primary will face off against the winner of the GOP contest between Paul Berry III and Ed Golterman. The victor in the November general election will serve as county executive through 2022. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.